Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes. For only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with Expansion Anchor Bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Sergeant Murray visited Sister Patsy about the fire incident at her home, and she hastily said it was an accident and left him with Maxine, who offered him breakfast and made overtures to him. Patsy returned and they all discussed the voting process. June expressed her concern to Monica about Divine's relationship with Brian. Ignatius turned up and again raised the issue of being nominated to the Public Accountability and Oversight Committee, mainly because of his wealth. They condescendingly wished him the best. Right now, Sergeant Murray is on the phone with Ignatius.
We bring the radio to the streets and the streets to the radio.
Vibes!
Ignatius, if you really think you're qualified to sit on the Public Accountability and Oversight Committee, I wish you the best. But I don't think it is something you can advocate for. All right, sir. Anyway, I have to go. Someone at the door. Yeah. Yes, later.
Yes, hold on.
Coretta? Like you vex with me.
You promised to call me back yesterday.
Oh, it slipped my mind. You know how busy things can get on the station.
And where you been going with the one Sister Patsy?
What do you mean? You spying on me?
Y'all didn't even arrest you for burning down your own house.
Coretta, mind with your reckless accusations. We have no evidence that the fire was deliberately set.
Y'all don't got evidence on enough people, but y'all still arrest them anyway. What make the old cow any different?
Sister Patsy has sworn that the fire was an accident.
First, she blamed the man, and suddenly it's an accident. The whole Murondoy station need to dash away.
Is the reason you're here?
Suddenly I can't check up my friend. Is a problem?
I just don't want you coming here questioning my judgment, Coretta.
Anyway, I actually passed because I thought you could help me with something.
What?
I can't find my ID card.
And?
What do you mean, and? Election is in 2 weeks, and if I don't have my ID card, I can't vote.
Let's take a pin. You're not working with elections commissions.
Yes? I was to work, but then
Coretta,
I had to...
What kind of games you're playing?
Look, I need to vote. What can happen since I don't have my ID card?
You haven't done any sort of training, huh? Because if you did, you would know that if you turn up without an ID card, there is a system in place that still allows you to vote.
But how?
From what I know, you go into the polling station, and when you tell them you don't have your ID card, the polling clerk will check the list to see if your name is there.
Gosh, I hope the polling clerk is not one of them crosses that don't like me, because I'm able with them people when I got to put my X.
Coretta, How did we get from point A to X? Woman, you're impossible.
You don't have to get upset with me. You well and know that none of these constipated crosses and goats in Marundi don't like character finance.
With good reason.
What you said, eh?
Aren't you interested in what you have to do on election day since you claim you don't have an ID card or you want to quarrel?
So the polling clerk gonna ask me the reason for not having an ID card and then I gonna tell you I lost it.
And then what?
Me remember.
The polling clerk announces that your name is on the official voters list. But if you don't have an ID card, he or she then places a tick to the left of the serial number and directs you to the presiding officer.
Well, I hope the presiding officer could be a lovely man for me, since certain people don't want to take me seriously.
I'll pretend I didn't hear that. The presiding officer will then interview you and check the picture on the registration folio. Once he or she is satisfied you are who you claim to be, you will have to take the oath of identity.
Swear that I am the one and only Coretta Finance.
You are then able to carry on with normal voting procedure. They will write the serial number on the counterfoil of the ballot paper, detach the ballot from the counterfoil, stamp the official mark, and display it to the polling agents.
And they can direct me on how to vote, how to fold the paper, and so I know the part.
Right, you're supposed to know it all. If you're employed to be working elections day.
Look, I might have. I was going to work, but then.
You know what? I don't want to hear it. It's always something with you, Coretta. Anyway, I have things to do.
So wait, you're not happy to see your friend?
Thanks for stopping by.
Wait. Is Chase you chasing me?
I have a busy day.
I tell you, tech me, and I could make your life easier. But like your sister Patsy, you're your donkey face, that you want.
You know what? The door is there. Lock it on your way out. I have things to do.
Look, I can't help that I like you, Mr. Murray. Everybody needs a little companionship. It's not good for a man to live alone. Nor a woman, as a matter of fact. Well, let me give this thing a little try now.
Let yourself out, Coretta. I need to shower.
I ain't gonna sit down here and watch you get yourself mixed up with Patsy and your horse face daughter. You know what? Howard Horace, they give me number. I think it's time for me to give him a call.
Here on 93.1 Real FM.
Unique.
Yeah, Kevin?
Babes, what do you think we could do for help Divine and Ryan? I'm really worried about Ryan.
I really don't. I think we probably just need to stay out and let them work it out.
I still can't believe Divine's still carrying on with that loser.
Yeah, weird, but she likes him.
She chase back's boor.
We just got to leave her, let her figure it out, man.
Listen, I want you to promise me something.
What?
Promise me that you will never, ever do something like that to me.
Why stop it?
A serious, promise me.
Babes, you know how much I love you. I won't do that to you.
That's my baby.
All right. Y'all do stop it. All the kissing and caning and still no grand picnic.
Granny.
Soon, Miss Dinah.
Look, me and likewise reading here. What's this thing about ExxonMobil causing damage to the environment with flaring?
Here we go again.
I all and all for the oil, but I concern. What's this flaring business?
Flaring is basically burning gas associated with oil.
Granny, flaring is undertaken as a way to remove dangerous or unwanted gases.
But it's causing damage to the environment?
It's not nothing drastic, very minimal.
Not according to what I just read here.
Granny, you know we got people who are totally against oil and gas, so any little thing, they will blow it up.
Exactly.
So y'all saying that this flaring business ain't gonna cause much damage, if any at all, to the environment?
Very little, if any. The gas is usually utilized for electricity.
So why they gotta burn any?
Hear me out, the man. The gas is also re-injected into the well to keep up the pressure. But remember, Guyana just started producing this oil.
So, what do I mean?
It means that we are not up to the full level of production yet. Everything has not been tested yet.
Right. So in the meantime, during the startup, some gas will have to be burned.
So what y'all saying is that eventually they're going to get to a point We don't have to do this flaring business no more?
Yes, Granny. It's not going to be a routine thing.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, until the amount of gas coming up can be fully assessed and generators are fully up and running, there will have to be some amount of flaring.
Yes, and it's standard in the industry. Temporary flaring is necessary for gas injection and compression system.
Oh, so what would happen if they don't do this flaring?
Then there could be a lot of problems. Excess gas could cause major issues.
The next thing we hear, the vessel blow up or something? Father God, everything is in your hands.
Granny, the system is set to shut down if there are major issues. So, I don't think we need to worry with anything blowing up.
Yeah, flaring is basically for emergencies and maintenance.
As long as it don't cause no major damage. These days, we got so much to worry about. The next thing we hear, they got a big fire in the ocean.
Man, Granny.
Miss Dino, I think you're being a little overdramatic.
Yeah, laughing. When I read about this flaring business, all I could imagine is a big fire in the sky and all kind of things.
Miss Dino, man.
Now you laugh. With all these things happening in this world these days, me thoughts just go all over the place. If it's not a virus killing people out, it's something else.
All right, Granny. But now you got to understand of what flaring is and the purpose, right?
Yes, the burning of excess gas associated with oil. But it's temporary until all systems up and running and Guyana at full capacity.
Exactly.
Got to explain it to people when they come in the restaurant, because any little thing they hear, some people is ready for panic.
Yes, because of misinformation.
Which reminds me, I going and call Sister Beatrice right now. She got somebody feeding she a set of wrong information. They even tell you that it's the government take money for pay the first aisle celebration. And that foolish woman does believe anything.
How many times it got to be stated that ExxonMobil pay for everything?
I gonna deal with she.
I feel sorry for Sister I feel sorry for Sister Beatrice.
They always.
Yeah. But babes.
What?
You hear what your grandmother say? Well, we can try for this baby. Hey, Ryan.
Kevin? Hey, bro. Wasn't expecting anybody tonight.
Yeah, man. Just started with checking on you.
Nothing much. I just taking it easy. You want a beer?
Sure, man.
All right.
What is this? You smoking now?
Yeah. Once in a while. I had a mad couple of days, man.
For real?
Yeah.
Well, looks like it did some good for you. You certainly look better. And you sound like you're in a better mood.
Yeah. It's been crazy, man. Here.
Yeah, thanks.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
Ah.
So, what happened?
Kev, like I don't even know, man. I'm still just wondering if it's all real, you know.
Oh.
Like, I had to ask myself, why even stressing over Divine, you know? I mean, it's so many other beautiful women out there, buddy. So many.
Yeah, I hear you. But bro, when your heart is with one, man, like I can't imagine she's not unique or ever hurting her in any kind of a way. I love her.
You know what I discovered? You could love somebody, but there's reality too. And sometimes you need to forget love and get out there and do you.
Hold on. Get out there and do you? We're really going on with you. I ain't see you smile like this in ages, bro. We're really going on.
Crazy, yeah?
What happened?
So, you remember the Marundi First Isle event?
Yeah.
Bro. Pepper.
Pepper? As in Pepper that was with Simon the other day? The same tick up red woman? The Pepper?
Same one.
Nah, you can't be serious.
Serious, bro?
You be hooking up with Pepper?
Bro, she bad. Bad.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company,
SPADS Incorporated and the Small Business Bureau.